All her life, my mother felt powerless because those who had power over her were unjust. She decided that suffering was the price of being morally right. As a child, my father was neglected and abused, but decided that only the weak are oppressed, and so he would never let himself feel weakness again. My parents left the war in Iran when I was 7. All my memories of them together are of fighting, of war, and of oppression.
Well, not me as much as Sora. I've just kind of been hanging out.
They've got my email address. They've got my uncle's email address. Anyone I've ever known. They Googled me. That was fun. So yeah, I feel like they're really interested in me as a person, and that I feel welcome.
Down this way. That way.
It's been officially 5 minutes and we're already lost in the city. We could go that way, or we could have those little kids throw rocks at us. Are you still trying to find the goddamn thing?
Dude, I have Jerusalem, but it says...
No, Jerusalem sleeping budget.
Man, Jerusalem.
You're a cheap bastard.
Whatever, dude, anything's better than the freaking Ben Green Airport.
Here we go, Sheena Hotel. It's on Sukhan Al Zayt.
Fuck.
Cozy. Is it one bed? What the fuck? I'm not sure if you're catching this, but this is our shower at full blast.
Small little panic attack. Just a fucking security man, and they got to me. Just the way they asked the question, who are you? How do you know this person? What's your father's name? Why are you here? It's your first time? And they asked me like 8 times. They put you there until you completely doubt yourself. Am I bad? Am I dangerous? Am I fucked up somehow? Oh my God. The goal was to just scare me into not wanting to do anything but get the fuck out of here, then they succeeded, because in this particular moment, they got under my skin.
the shekel bus.
This is the Via Dolorosa, called the beginning of the way of the Christ. And this is number 3rd station of the Christ. Jesus fell down the first time.
From this side.
The city, it was like this, stones.
Oh yeah?
Because after Jesus Christ, the city is fell down 7 times.
We got ripped off.
That was pretty shitty.
We paid him $300 to basically recite word for word what's in our little book.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have gone down to the little, whatever that was, the first step of Jesus.
Todd hates Jesus.
I don't hate Jesus.
Yeah, you do.
I don't hate
you
him.
You think he's boring.
He's kind of boring. Dude, they crucified like 3,000 people.
Yeah, he was just a prophet or son of God, depending who you ask.
So he says.
Jerusalem is a holy country for everybody. I wish we get a peace very soon for everybody.
So these are all bullet holes from 67?
67, yeah.
So it's basically, this whole fucking place is like a castle. Wars and wars and wars and wars and wars and
fucking dick.
So Tom, why the hell did you come here?
I don't know, I thought, I've always kind of felt a connection to this place, to Israel as an idea and as a place for, you know, as a refuge for, you know, Jews who have been persecuted. Just the idea of Israel, like, you know, strikes a chord with me. It's, you know, I feel very connected to this place.
Well, what have you found so far?
I mean, maybe it would be a lot more important if I felt more connection, a more religious connection.
So I went up there and the guy kind of said something to me, and then I nodded and said yes. I didn't really understand what he said, but I think he said, "Are you Jewish?" And then after that, he put on that leather thing, and then the one here.
Yeah.
I could have the kippah, but he asked me if I could read Hebrew, and I said no. So he gave me this thing in English, like the prayer. And dude, it is unbelievable how identical it is to the Muslim prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing, at first I was like, what does this mean? And it's a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But then all that means, because it had the definition, is be kind to your fellow man.
You're a rabbi?
Yeah, if you just give me a second, I will definitely. I have a check. I'm an attorney. It's enough to get by.
Remember this when you're kneeling and when you're bowing down and when you're sleeping and when you're standing. Be kind to your fellow man. You alright? How you feeling?
Good.
That was a little weird, huh? With the guy?
Yeah, with the guy. We definitely ruined the experience a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
think it's fucking messy and it shouldn't have lasted so long.
I mean, you can see why Israel exists. Well, no, I can. But then I'm biased because my mum's Israeli, so.
Yeah.
And
I can definitely understand the motivation for wanting to maintain a Jewish majority state so that, you know, they no longer have to fear that kind of subjugation.
There was a lot more Palestine in the original borders.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah.
The Jews accepted that and the Arabs didn't.
Mm. I've never had kind of any racist abuse really or anything, but then I had a beard and I had longer hair and some tramp asked me for a cigarette and I only had two left and I said, no, sorry, I've only got two left. And he says, oh, you got two left, you can give me one. And I said, no, sorry, I'm broke, I'm going to keep my two cigarettes for myself.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what you look like? You look like a Jew. And I said, I am a Jew. And then he kind of looked all pissed off and then stormed off shouting, why wouldn't he shout back? Yeah, he stormed off shouting, you Jew bastard. Just really aggressive. Reason behind Israel's presence. Well, I suppose it's hard to leave here without that sense, without thinking that it could so easily happen again. And it happens out of a desire for it not to happen in a way.
Because I wanted to read you. Each year, tens of thousands of tourists descend on Jerusalem to walk in the footsteps of the prophets, and a handful come away from the journey thinking they are prophets. This medically recognized ailment, called the Jerusalem syndrome, occurs when visitors become overwhelmed by the historical significance of the holy city and come to the conclusion that they are biblical characters or that the apocalypse is near.
My mother told me to be moral and to care for the unfortunate. But she was always at the mercy of others. My father told me to be strong and self-determined, but he was isolated and alone.
I slept for an hour. I got in a full two.
No.
Wow.
Apparently there's not a single ounce of fiber in any of these meals.
Inside. In your passport writing, you are Muslims? No.
In the passport?
It says from Iran, doesn't say I'm Muslim.
And especially here, the Muslims people, they don't like shame.
I don't know, when the first guy told us we can't go in, he just wouldn't listen. And then the second guy was like,
Prove it to me.
And I just felt really like annoyed because it's like, you know, if you're a person
feeling
who believes
you're feeling yourself, somebody's like,
and it's like, if it's God and it's between me and God, then what does it have to do with this guy?
You know, this man, his work doesn't give it anybody to go inside of the mosque. It's only for Muslims. That means you must understand him. Like, you know, short, it is not allowed to be by the mosque.
Yeah. Right. I just feel like, you know, let's say I was fully dressed, I was dressed appropriately. I feel like it would help me and would help, like, people understand each other. That segregation just builds a divide.
You know how to pray?
Me?
Yeah?
Yes.
I mean, what do you know to read of the Quran? Can you read something?
I read it in English, but I know the first verse and the prayers in Arabic.
Like, Fatiha?
You know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you know, the first verse.
Yes, and? Alhamdulillah.
Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, Yaqan Abud. I mean, I say it differently because I read off the
internet. No, it's okay, you're wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Yaqan Abud wa Iyakan Astain.
Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, Sirat Al-Dhina Anamta Alayhim, Ghiril Maqdubi Alayhim, Waladad Ali Inameen.
Sadaqallah Al-Azim. But anywhere, if you want to go to mosque, I am ready to be with you. Now, yeah. I am ready to park my car and I go in with you. Not with a camera. Just to win you when you're praying. What do you think?
I know that, like, this person right here, she would be my great-grandmother.
And do you have any relatives who know more, who...
This is all the information I've gotten is... So, this is me, this is my dad.
Mm-hmm.
His mom is a Kellerman, mm-hmm. who was born to the Volman and Kellermans. No, I don't think we're going to find anything. I just don't have enough information. It sucks, like, my dad just doesn't know shit about it. Yeah.
We're in Jerusalem. We're hungry and we can't have bowel movements. Muslim and Jew equally.
Okay, so yesterday I'm in this. I reject all religion. Jesus, Muhammad, were just these guys walking around. But then we were in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre today. For some reason, it just really hit me, like that mosaic that we were looking at. When you first walk in, you know, and there was like kind of three scenes.
Right.
It just really hit me, like, how much people just really loved him. Not necessarily people that like built temples and stuff for him afterwards, but like that scene, you know, you look at like all the different people that like were really concerned about this guy and like fawned over this guy, you know, and like, I don't know. I mean, they just loved him so much.
And
like,
they didn't love him because he died. They loved him because of who he was when he was alive.
Exactly.
And he was
yeah.
just like, even if he wasn't a prophet or the son of God, and he was just a regular man, that's still something to
exactly to
cherish.
Exactly.
It's very interesting. I don't say it's very beautiful, it's very special.
Right.
Beautiful it's not.
No, it's they probably like it. I haven't been to Europe recently, but I feel like there's probably a lot more lavish churches there.
Very magnificent churches there, rich with lots of decorations. But there each church belongs to one a Christian denomination. Here many share it. So that's is one of his.
Yeah, that is very different.
And your family came to Los Angeles from Asia?
Yes, from Iran.
From Iran.
Yesterday I was kind of like, you know, all these religions are the same and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, Jesus and Muhammad and Moses. I just don't really get it. I don't really care. You know, why should I care?
Right.
But then today, I was like, wow. Just on a very, you know, I don't know. I was just really moved today.
It brings it back. It brings religion back to that personal feeling of mm-hmm. like love and like actually how to behave and like so that if you act right, you'll see that everyone around you loves you and
yeah.
genuinely loves you.
Yeah.
7 of the UN boundaries that they set are back, way back over there, right?
Way back, way back. There was never a boundary here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is all used to be one area.
Yeah.
This side and this side. I know families that
got separated.
I mean, two brothers.
So what do you think? I mean, we're going to be going around all over the place. Do you think it's going to be pretty safe for us? Or do people seeing like foreigners, is it kind of weird for them?
In Ramallah, no, they would. It would be safe. But I don't know how you're going in other areas.
Yeah, we're
going
to go to Nablus. And then Hebron. Not as safe?
Nablus is not that safe now. Especially as Americans, I mean. I guess even the central bus station, right?
This Nablus thing, I don't really like the idea.
What's that?
Oh no, we're waiting for a friend?
Waiting for a friend, yeah.
Kind of a shame neither of us really speak Arabic.
Like, what do you think would help right now?
I don't know. My comfort level?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we first got in the Muslim quarter?
There was one little difference that I find comforting about the Muslim quarter though. Ever-present Israeli soldiers.
You guys talking?
Al Jazeera? No.
No.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. How much?
Nothing? No.
Should we call them?
Call them what?
Well, thank you so much for letting us use the phone. We've been sitting here for hours.
No problem, but look, here the people sometimes, if you need help,
mm-hmm. Just ask.
Yeah.
Part of me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me going, man.
Good to meet you, man.
We were up there.
Really?
The big station.
Wow. Welcome to Palestine.
Thanks,
yeah, thank you very much.
Three soldiers got hurt in the old city a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah, and usually when that happens, they retaliate. And the drones have been going on every night, taking pictures and stuff. So which happens in Nablus that never makes international news. We just wear white T-shirts and you know, take cover when there's gunfights or something.
Okay.
It should be fine. They don't want to kill any foreigners, so they're careful.
Situation about the health and the social. Most of the people here, they are from 46 and 70, 67.
So it's like a permanent thing, it's not even like a temporary refugee.
No, it's not temporary, it's a main one. You know, it's main one.
No, I mean, but there's no plan on like changing this or fixing this and moving out. It's just like this is where people are going to be forever.
No.
Nothing to change.
Because the houses here, when they built it, they built it next to each other, you know? So because of that, when they explode one of the houses, the other three or four houses will be here.
Come here. Hello.
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 When my father felt weak, he would drink. When my mother felt weak, she would provoke him. He'd feel strong but ashamed. She'd feel morally right but helpless.
Because of this invasion, kids suffering a lot. They have some mental psychological problems. Yeah, like being in themselves during the night or screaming, dreaming like the soldiers attacking them and stuff. Hello! These posters are for martyrs. You can see they make like memorial for them.
Yeah.
After they got killed.
Who makes the posters?
The brigades themselves. Like for example, Hamas do for Hamas people, Fatah for Fatah. They were sit around the camp for 22 days.
Uh-huh.
And the Israeli soldiers couldn't enter the camp because they have this propaganda about the camp. Hello! That the camp is like full of guns, full of weapons. All the people is armed people.
Uh-huh.
So they trying to enter from here, fighters resist them, from here they resist them, from here they resist them. On the 23rd day, they attacks the camp from different direction, from house to house, like by making a hole, putting explosions, explode the wall.
Yeah.
They enter, and they open this hole, and another,
everywhere. This is the last martyr on Balata refugee camp. His name is Rada Bladas, he's one of my friends actually. He's an Islamic Jihad member, and they kill him.
So when they come in, they're just looking to kill. They're not looking
to
detain
sure. No, for sure. Even if they arrested you alive, they don't care.
He went alive.
They left him bleeding until he got killed.
They catch him. They shot him in his legs, his hands, and his stomach. But the
commander,
he came and he told him, I told you I will kill you. And he put the gun in his hand.
And executed him.
This is a week ago?
You know, what's weird is that they put these up to remember, but it also keeps the, like, you know,
for sure, to not forget, the main reason for this issue, it's not to forget and forgive. Because Palestinian people believe, they will be back to their original houses or homelands, 67 and 40.
You will see more, don't worry. This is my alley.
Oh, really?
Many houses here destroyed before.
Uh-huh.
The Jeep stopped there. The Jeep stopped there and start shooting inside.
In the alley.
The people came in. They built it again there.
You can see here,
clearly
there is like a tunnel.
It was the last day in the invasion. So they have more bullets. They want to finish it. This is my home.
Can we smoke in there or no?
Yeah.
شكله هندي او باكستاني
هذا ايراني
ايران
اوه لا
I don't like them that much either.
I'm back. Over the food. Al-Majid al-Aqsa.
She said, like, since the first intifada happened and its end, and then became the Oslo agreements time, you know, like, it was 8 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody was, yeah, happy in their life.
And the Jewish people, they were coming to Nablus to buy things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to shop, to make shopping in Nablus and Ramallah and Jenin.
So after this Oslo agreement, Sharon came and attacked, you know, entered the mosque, which is a holy Muslim place. Yeah. Sharon, one of his aims is to create this intifada again. You know, said the intifada start again and became a huge problem for the Palestinian and Israeli themselves. So this is one of the main aims for the Israeli governments or Israeli states, which is having a land without people here.
What about those Israelis who don't believe that? Who look down on those settlers?
Who feel like
there is Jewish?
They
want and they need peace.
Yeah.
Like us, there is people they don't peace. They don't need peace. The people they have martyr in their house. The people their children they get killed here. And there, the same.
They will never forget. It's the same. It's like equal. They're like in two parallel lines.
Yeah.
They cannot match in one point.
Yeah.
So this is the main.
That's
the main
problem.
Yeah.
So basically, what? How do we do that?
There is no. Yani for this. There is no solution.
There has to be.
As I told you, it's two parallel lines. There is no way to connect these two lines together. There is no way. Yani like for example, me and you as a Jewish, for example, and I'm Muslim or a Palestinian. We want to live in a peace, we want to live in one state and this and stuff. But those people who are religious and those people who are wanted, they will create this problem.
Mm-hmm.
They will cause the problem between me and you and we cannot live together.
Okay, I have a stupid question.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. So, in 1948, UN creates like two states, right? The Israeli state, the Jewish state, and then Palestine, like an Arab state. But, and the Jews said yes, and the Arabs said no. If you could go back to that time, what would you say?
Listen,
yes.
If I feel like as a Palestinian, if you are a guest on my home, you are most welcome to stay. But as an occupation,
yeah.
Well, never I say yes.
Yeah.
And you don't have the rights as international community or as a UNRWA community, whatever you are,
mm-hmm.
to give people a right to live in my home.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask me. You know, how come I'm going to accept it? Yani, let's say you're home in the States.
Yeah.
Come and for example, I get a visa and go there, and I came to your house directly, occupied your house. Do you accept it?
No.
So for sure, it's the same for me. It's going to be the same situation,
yeah.
even if
yeah.
I'm back for 48 or 67
okay,
or before. Even before this intifada started, maybe I was thinking about to accept Israeli people after the first intifada finished. But now, after this intifada, you want me to accept that? Like, listen, I lost 12 of my friends from the Israeli people. Half of my friends on the prison, Israeli prison.
Half of them, they get killed.
They, yani, I suffered a lot from those people. My best friends, I lost them because of the Israeli people. How you want, yani, me to accept to have one state with those people?
But it's, I understand you, but what about your kids?
I will teach my kids to never, listen,
but
if
what's
I
the
believe,
solution?
Listen,
what's the solution?
If I believe 100%, yani, 1% of these 100 that my kids gonna accept to have Israeli states here, I'm gonna kill them. I'm not gonna have them.
Really?
At all. Yeah, for sure. For sure. This is what my father teach me. And this is what I'm gonna teach my kid. What is our fucking rights? We don't have a right. We are not a human being. We're animals. Even animals have a rights nowadays, but we don't have a rights. So how come you want me to accept that, man? Yeah, it's really like
okay.
It cannot be here. It cannot be any
but it's not a question of accepting it as it is now. Because no one can accept it. No one should accept.
Listen, my father's generation,
uh-huh.
they used to say, maybe in your time will be better.
Yeah.
And my grandfather generation, they used to tell my father, in your time will be better. But it's getting more worse.
Yeah.
But then, okay, but doesn't that require new thinking? Doesn't that require a new approach? Don't you think?
No,
or it's
we
just
think,
like we can't
we think,
accept it and
we
can't we do
think
anything.
That, but how? My problem, even my social problem, I mean my own problems, being with my wife, it's because of the occupation, because of the European country, and because of the international law. They refuse me because my name is Muhammad, I'm a Muslim, I'm Palestinian. These three reasons, I'm sure, they refuse my visa.
They said I'm security threat. What do you mean? I'm Osama bin Laden? How come you can't decide I'm security threat? Uh-huh. So this is the problem, Yani. They don't care about us. Yani, man, we are nothing to them. This is the reality. Everybody should accept that. They should understand that.
What do you do?
Playing with toys.
Hello.
Through the first of three checkpoints.
When did you become a vegetarian?
Since I got married.
Since you got
married. You say,
so it's a personal choice, right?
I'll go vegetarian, but I'm not going vegan. It's a compromise.
I don't think I can be vegan.
You couldn't eat anything?
No eggs, no milk, no cheese,
anything that comes
no honey,
animal.
No... nothing.
No honey? Made from bees.
No bees died in the making of that honey.
Yes, but it's slave labor.
Slave labor.
Sounds like the military training area. In other places you'd have like signs. One of the young boys, 14, he was lighting a fire to make a cup of tea for themselves, and it set off an explosive device, and he's now lying in hospital in Nablus with severe burns to his upper body.
Psycho, what are you doing?
Conflict aside, guys, this is a really beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. It just seems really peaceful.
There is people attacking the settlers as well. Like, it's not just settlers attacking.
As far as I mean, the settlers have been attacked and killed before. You know, I don't think that's right. I mean, we're here to work for non-violent change. But, you know, whether you agree with it or not, to a certain extent, it doesn't really matter. It's going to happen. They have the power in this situation. What power do the local people have? What power do we have, even as internationals, working with different NGOs?
What exactly Jerusalem?
Yeah, I can't take on the Israeli army or the Palestinian legal or the Israeli legal system.
I mean, knowing all this, you're still here. So, what do you think is being done? I mean, there is something, right? Or no? You're just
that's a very good question. I ask myself many days. I think you have to do something, and for us, or for me anyway, it's a very small act of solidarity with the people here.
I mean, just chip away at it, right? Just keep chipping away.
Yeah, I mean,
away.
What can you do? But, you have to do something.
Her mistakes, or believe that she was self-determined.
blamed him alone and suffered.
Ramallah, Ramallah, Bethlehem.
You make it like you can't drive through. I mean, it's just...
Through the checkpoints?
Yeah, they're not allowed.
This seems ridiculous, no?
Yeah.
I mean, it completely, like, divides.
Even if you have a car, you want to go visit your family on Friday, you can.
We're waiting for an hour now.
Getting out is awesome.
I have a national security file.
Why do you think you have a file? Just because of ISA?
I don't know exactly. Maybe because I'm Palestinian.
So cut down for security reasons?
Yeah.
All this other just cut down.
My first time too, so very good
company. It's a god of Allah.
Keep it so wet.
Yeah. Wait, there's a checkpoint in the walking through the city?
Yeah.
Just a start.
Hey, stop!
You should take everything, Mitchell and Murat.
Check with you.
Where are you from? We are in
America. America.
What do you from? America?
America.
What do you have in your bag?
I have
come here.
There's nothing in here.
There's nothing in here.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the Ibrahimi Mosque. I'm going to see people.
Sorry, because the prayer now for Muslims.
I'm Muslim.
I'm Muslim. Muslim, not Muslim.
I'm Muslim too.
Take my
Shemit Albanit. Ich lege ja on. On, ich lege, ich lege. Die Kataz.
Can I come through this one?
Pardon me!
Yeah.
Can I keep my bag with you?
But wait, who is the camera? Kabel, יש מצלמת וידאו די רצינית כזאת. אפשר לחצור איתי, תקרא איזה מקצוע.
אני אבא ברול. אני רוצה לראות אותה. יותר גרוע?
יותר קצור.
תודה. Thank you very much.
أنا مسلم من نابلس واللي معاي مسلم من أمريكا.
Everybody keep asking us like Muslims, why we don't look like Muslims?
I think here they would mark it.
Yeah. You wanna pray?
Individual, come on, you know?
Individual?
Yeah, because I cannot like be...
I've never done it with another person anywhere.
What?
I've never prayed with
anyone. Okay, just do it like as I do and make it like from God.
Yeah,
there is three, man.
Yeah, we went through three to go to the synagogue.
yeah, kind of like freaking
South Germany.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would do that.
Misplaced nationalism. Great.
Man, if I die, guys, please, yeah, tell my wife I love him so much.
Do you want us to go back with you and then come back? Let's do that. Let's go back with
you. Yeah, I'll be waiting for you over there.
Hello. Big gun. Nice gun.
Hey, Danny.
Your English is better than our Hebrew.
Do you think now they can live side by side?
No, not side by side. They have 20 countries for them.
So they should go?
They must go. Without a war, I don't know how. But it's not their land, it's our land. I don't understand you too. You can open the Bible and you can see that Israel is land of the Jew. But all the TV and all, you know, the TV and the change our
perception. Your
mind. Yeah, yeah. Like Hitler.
Is it okay if I film?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, to start the film, it's to change the mitzvot. Oh, the mitzvot.
Reality.
To change the reality, you know?
But so, for now, to live peacefully, what needs to happen here?
Peacefully? What?
Yeah, for the Jewish people here to live peacefully.
We are here, we feel very nice. You see, I smile now. Okay. No war, but not no war like the Palestinians. Give him your land because it's holy land.
Yeah.
And if someone here in the Misgad, yeah, Allahu Akbar, and kill all the American and all the Jewish, it's not place for them. To take him out, it's the peace. Yeah. I'm sorry, my English, it's not good.
Okay,
okay, bye. Shana tova. Be well.
Thanks
okay.
Again for your time.
Go to learn all this too.
Hello.
This is the Hebrew Center.
Welcome.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Shukran.
People have been living here together, and mm-hmm. It's probably come to a head.
The interesting part was that, like, you know, she wants to go to America. She wants to get out of here, you know. But she's just like, she has accepted her fate, you know.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to live their lives. Like,
yeah. What else can you do?
As long as they can.
Oh yeah, we're talking.
You finish high school. You don't live your own life, right? High school.
Mm-hmm.
You join the military. You don't live your own life. Suddenly, you know, it's time to start life.
I don't know. It's like, wake up in the morning. Suddenly, you stand in front of the mirror and see horns on your head. Suddenly, you see a different face. In some place, you want to believe that it was the uniform, the rifle, the helmet, walking, doing these things in the streets of Hebron and other cities in the West Bank. But, you know, this is something that you can't escape. It was you. You were there. I couldn't put it into words. Just a very strong sense that things are wrong. Something is wrong here. And you grew up on this myth that the IDF is the most moral army in the world. We are the good guys in this picture. And nothing is open for a more complicated understanding of reality. That an occupation is like a math equation. That once as a soldier you control people, you become corrupt, you become numb. There is no other result.
Obviously there was a lot going on that kind of pushed this to, was there anything in particular that stuck out?
You can't be there and not be there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be there and see Palestinians as human beings equal to you. It just doesn't work because to an equal human being you just don't bump in into the middle of the night through the roof, 3 o'clock in the morning, men air, women there, search the house, go out. These things I never did, you know, in Jerusalem I never did it. And this is the story that, you know, in a corrupt situation, you can be not corrupt. This is the reality. Again, it's not a story of a rat and apple. The sack is rat in, so every apple you put in.
Go to Amsterdam.
What the fuck are you doing?
Beautiful.
America, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
LA, LA.
They're jealous.
Yeah. We heard Hebron. Happening town. Lots of
so army is required for everybody.
Class for everybody?
2 years?
Three.
3 years.
There is the people who...
One more year.
We're coming to LA. South America, Thailand, yeah. All the good countries.
Not Hebron.
Okay. The Palestinian side, to be like a kindergarten. No, between the Palestinians and the...
Oh, you're like a kindergarten teacher.
Yes. What? You can do this, you can do that. Is take me.
We came in thinking they were just going to be...
Only you know, Jewish
yeah. settlers.
No, they live...
side by side?
Side by side, with a few meters different between their houses.
That's crazy.
This is very crazy.
Yeah.
Hebron, this is the most problem place in the country, I think. As far as Jewish Palestinians.
We don't care. We want to go.
Listen, to be 21 years old and to do
You're
this.
You're
21? I'm 21, it's 20,
20. I don't want Arabic. You see, I want a girl. I want to smoke. I want to drink. I want to party.
Yeah.
Not to ruh. You feel? Not to this.
This is a very hard situation.
The army take our lives.
This activity is very hard because we're here for 1 year in this place. So, is after a couple of months, this has become
routine, same every day.
Like the headache, routine. You don't see your house. You go to home every 2-3 weeks for 2-3 days.
So, what's the food here? What is this? This is eggs and.
Eggs. It's eggs and pasta, you can call it food. So I can show you a picture of what we really want to eat. We believe in what we do.
Yeah.
Not for a moment of serious, this, we believe in what we do. We need to be here.
What would happen if you guys weren't here?
Sometimes we stop the arguments from go just from talking to... something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the you've seen the Maarat HaMakpela? Palestinians and the Jewish go there to say the prayers. And if they're not going to be a military in there, so things can go real bad.
Yeah.
How many Jewish people live here?
Settlers?
I think a couple of thousands, maybe. No. If I'm not mistaken, and don't take me by word, I think the 300... Only 300.
300.
Jewish with
how many?
Hundred thousands of Palestinians.
How many soldiers?
We're here almost 1,000 soldiers.
1,000 soldiers?
For 300.
For 300. So,
yes.
I mean.
Get to Tel Aviv. Go, fuck Israeli girls. Yes, really, I don't tell. Go do some fun, not come from this.
Hebron, yeah.
This is a bullshit, and go have a fun. Really.
He could not face the hurt he had caused, the same hurt he had felt as a child. So he blamed her for provoking him and drank his way to denial.
Is this it? Or they're lost?
What do they use tires to set it on fire? Keep it going. Dude, what the hell is this doing here?
شغل شكرا.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
That they were gonna be pissed?
Yeah.
Why? Why would they be pissed? No. Because this is fucking humiliating drunk. They know what they do here.
You told them it was to try to,
Yeah, I told them, but they said, no, we don't want to put it on film because the journalist was coming here and filming. They used to put it on Al Jazeera and they stopped saying bad things.
What do you mean, like,
look how
the Palestinians
people, yeah.
are...
You know, so because of that, they don't want anybody to film.
I see.
Can you put your films together?
I feel terrible. Yeah.
I feel fucking terrible. They come, you know, we come there with this equipment, and we're just these random white guys that show up. It's on. No, I mean, I feel like if I was in their position, I'd be fucking pissed off. People try to come and all they see is these people here, they don't know. They videotape us, they exploit us, and they don't know. I don't know.
It's called empathy, huh?
I don't trust those people, the really extreme people, you know, because those people take the Islam as a cover for them to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And this is what I believe. Because if you are real Muslims, I don't think Islam will tell you to cause harm for other people.
Yeah.
Like even Muslims, or a Christian, or a Jew.
What are those things? Did I set off a bell or something?
Camera.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the sky. That's the Israeli sky.
Yeah, this is the Palestinian.
That's the Palestinian sky. That's the Israeli sky.
For the Israeli, the same. They feel as we feel, you know.
Right.
We are inside the prison, and themselves too. They are inside the prison. Right. This is what they consider it, you know, like protecting or for security issue. They won't build this wall, which is a stupid idea. Which is make more racism between Palestinian and Israeli.
Right.
Thank you.
bring them the wall.
I decided to take Boots and spend some time with her because I want to know who is this lady that's so strong, you know what I'm saying?
This is wasted on us, I guess.
Five flight? 6:55, yeah. To the top, coming off from the door. Good. Where we going?
Los Angeles.
You should tag it. 7:10?
You're here.
Hold on.
In the name of God, the most gracious. The most merciful. God is one. Show us the straight path.